There have been over 1,400 cases of a police officer accidentally firing their gun in the U.S. since 2012. That's according to an investigation by the Associated Press. Experts say most of the time it's because the officer was not properly trained to handle their firearm. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Martha Belisle, investigative reporter for the Associated Press, who broke this story. Thanks a lot for talking to us. So the data on these accidental discharges is not complete. So the cases you found might only demonstrate a portion of the incidents. How many agencies were you able to look at? How widespread do you think this is?
Well, I was able to gather information from more than 250 agencies across the country, and it was more of a survey. So that 1,400 number is really low. It's an underestimate, I'm sure. But we collected data from news reports and from public records requests and FOIAs, and we were able to gather more than 258, I think, agencies.
What is happening? I mean, in what circumstances are they accidentally firing their weapons?
You know, it ended up being split between, I looked at instances where they were responding to a call. It was an active response. So they were dealing with a suspect, or they were running or moving, and they tripped, or something happened where they were physically moving. And then the other half, so there were over 200 that were just in those circumstances, and then another 200-something where they were off-duty or they were at training and something went wrong and they didn't realize that the gun wasn't loaded at the time, or they dropped it, or, situations like that. So it was a split between the two.
So after they graduate from the academy, how often do they get a refresher in gun handling?
It's really up to the department, but generally they don't. And that was what was so amazing in reporting the story. Initially, I was just looking at the unintentional discharges themselves and just focusing on that. And then when I started talking to the experts and realized, wow, there's just no training happening here. There's no standards even at the academies for how many hours of firearms training they're supposed to get. So every state is different. Some have 50 hours, some have 80 hours, some have 60 hours. And then once they graduate, there's no standard, there's no federal, guideline or requirement of ongoing firearms training. And so a lot of departments just don't have the time or money, and so the officers don't get it.
As I was reading your report, I thought, well, if these guys are mishandling, what hope is there for the rest of us? But then I realized the point you raised, they don't fire their guns often in the course of their work, and so maybe they aren't, fully adept at gun handling.
Well, some officers, it really depends on the agency and the area. I mean, like New York City Police or LAPD will probably handle their guns more often. And some of the more rural areas don't. But still, some of the situations that we found, an officer pulled over a motorcyclist and he held his gun on. He came out of the car with his gun on him because he wasn't sure how, whether the guy was armed or, and immediately he was just so hyped up on adrenaline that he pulled the trigger by mistake and shot the motorcyclist in the arm. And so there should be, you need to have some sort of muscle memory in handling your gun, and that's what's not happening. The officers, I will say that they do have to go through what's called qualifications, which is a test that they take, and it's not a training. They can't coach them if they're having trouble, but they basically go and have to shoot on paper targets and hit a certain amount in order to still be able to carry a gun.
Yeah.
But so even the qualifications, there's no standards, there's no requirements. So there's it's different in every state and every department.
Sure. A little bit troubling, huh? Thanks for talking to us, Martha Belisle, investigative reporter for the Associated Press.